are currently 10 major fires in Victoria and 15 emergency warnings in place across the state. Yesterday, Victoria Police confirmed the remains of a person were found in the Longwood bushfire area, around 100 metres from a vehicle. And further west, on Sunday afternoon, residents in Natimuck were finally able to return to their community following the devastating fire that hit that region, destroying around 30 houses and 40 sheds. Horsham Deputy Mayor Bec Sluggett lives in nearby Pimpinio. She evacuated her two teenage children on Friday morning before she and her husband returned to fight the fire with the local CFA. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you and how are your family doing in the wake of this?
My family are doing quite well, other than the cat who's making sure she knows that, we know, she wasn't very impressed with the car trip, yes, a couple of car trips. But honestly, it's been really hard. And I think at some point in the near future, there'll be a call for a cup of tea and a few tears.
Absolutely.
It's been really, really difficult time for our community.
How close did the fire get to your property?
My property in particular, it got to within 6 kilometres, and we are just extremely lucky that by the time it got that close, the wind had calmed down enough that the aerial bombers were able to get up, and I believe that's one of the big reasons, along with a lot of the people that were using private machinery to create fire breaks, was one of the reasons that we weren't impacted.
Take me back there, if you will, that moment when you're, you know, evacuating your children but then returning with your husband to fight the fire. Was that a difficult decision to come back?
The decision to come back was very easy. Mm. We have always had a fire plan of stay and defend. Previously, in previous years, our children have been young enough that we've always planned to evacuate them and then fight. But the kids are a bit older and they were actually keen to hang around and help this time. But due to the conditions of the day and the fact that our pre-fire season cleanup wasn't as well good as it should have been, we made the decision the night before, actually, that we would be packed just in case something happened. And so when the decision, as soon as we heard the fire alert, we told the children and saw where it was. We told the children that we were leaving, and we had plenty of time to finish making the last little bit of preparation, close up the house, switching off the air conditioners, and making our way to Horsham and then on to my mother's place at Mill.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking to Horsham Deputy Mayor Bec Sluggett about the devastating bushfires that have hit Victoria. Can you describe what conditions were like at the time? We've heard that this fire just moved so quickly.
Oh, the conditions were scary. Even before we knew there was a fire, the wind itself, and I must admit I'm a bit nervous around wind anyway, but the wind itself was really, really horrible. It was extremely windy. Visibility was already pretty bad because of the level of dust in the air. And I mean, all morning we could hear, we've got quite a few big trees behind our house, even though they're a little distance off, and we could hear things from the trees hitting the roof of the house. Having been through fire before, we were very anxious about fires starting, because we knew the conditions meant that it was going to be an extremely horrible fire. And unfortunately, it didn't take long from when the first alert came through to when alert after alert was coming through and more people were warned that they were likely to be impacted. It hit home very quickly that it was going to be bad.
People from Natimuck, I think, have been allowed to return to their homes now. Have residents of Quantonga, another affected area, have they been able to go back in yet?
I'm not entirely sure, although the latest Watch and Act on the Vic Emergency website does note that roads east of the Wimmera River in the Quantonga Vectis area were open from 7 p.m. last night. However, I do note that the Vic Traffic website still has a few roads closed. So I believe Kwantong, but that's unconfirmed. I'd have to confirm that this morning, or I would encourage people to confirm that before moving into the area.
And what kind of support is being provided to these communities at the moment? We know from other disasters across the country that it can be a really long road to recovery. How important is that support and I suppose the community coming together going to be in the weeks, months, years ahead?
It's going to be a long road. And I know from the Black Saturday fires that we had here in Horsham and fires that our family were impacted by in 2006 that there's still things that haven't been replaced. You end up with a new normal. Things don't go back to how they were pre-fire, but one thing we have in the Natamuck and Horsham region is an extremely strong community that really rally together in times of crisis. And even at the, it was extremely emotional at the information session in Horsham, but it was so pleasing to see the community all leaning and supporting each other, and that is going to be so, so important. Council this morning will be setting up a recovery hub in the main street of Natamuck. That'll be open from 10 through to 4 each day, and there's no plan on when that will close. That will remain open for as long as the community need it. And we really, really call the community to come forward and register with that so that, and let us know as you know what they are, what your needs are, so that we can connect you with the relevant people, government bodies, community organisations and things that will be able to deliver the support that people require.
Our best wishes to you and your community, Bec. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.